Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's talk about this because, Rob, this is something that you really wanted to talk about. You wanted to talk about the end of the first half and how the Chiefs handle it. Now, I think it is important to note that when this drive starts, it is 21-10. The Chiefs are getting beat up. Now, the Chiefs are they're not in a bad spot here. They still got a chance to win this game. I was not overreacting at this point. The Chiefs have the ball, and they get the ball at the beginning of the second half. We know what that's called. That's a good old-fashioned double up. Now, in my opinion, the number one goal when you're down in this spot is you just got to get points. So Buffalo kicks the ball off. The Chiefs get the ball at the 33-yard line. They got a couple of timeouts. So you got to move the ball. You got to maneuver. You got to finesse. And you got to get yourself down the field. Now, it is important to note that the Chiefs had one timeout during the stretch. So the Chiefs are moving the ball. They are getting up and down the field. All right, Rob, this is where we get to money time. It is first and goal from the 1 yard line. Now, this is where I think we are being a little bit unfair to Andy Reid and Matt Nagy. Somehow, over the last, 5 weeks or so, we have treated shotgun like it's a curse word. Like, oh no, you're running from shotgun. It's not going to work. Okay. Well, on first down, they give the ball to one of the most automatic short yardage runners in the National Football League. Now, yes, they gave it to him in shotgun. But again, with that offensive line that they have pumped incredible resources, when it's first and goal from the one and you feel like you got an absolute sledgehammer, I felt that that was the right play to call. You had a timeout there. There's 20 seconds left. You got to give Kareem Hunt one opportunity to go score. He didn't. Chiefs call a timeout. It's now 15 seconds on the clock. Now, it is second down in this scenario. I believe Travis Kelce is open on that play. Mahomes rolls out to the right. I think Kelce's open in the middle of the field. He misses him. That happens. Mahomes essentially throws the ball out of bounds. All right, it's third down. Well, if it's third down and you cannot run the football, so you can't give it back to Kareem Hunt, you can't do really anything creative with Rashee Rice then at that standpoint, and you have to try to go to the end zone, the Chiefs then go to their best red zone option maybe in the history of their organization. They then try to get a target to Travis Kelce. We all know what happens. Ball falls incomplete. Travis Kelce gets blown up on the play, gets up a little bit slow, but he's perfectly fine. It's now fourth down. So the Chiefs on first down try to give the ball to Kareem Hunt. It didn't work. On second down, Travis Kelce is wide open on the middle of field. He misses him. The ball gets thrown out of bounds because you can't take a sack. You can't take a negative play. You can't stop the clock there. On third down, they try to go to Travis Kelce. Buffalo does a great job defending the play. It's fourth and goal from the 1 yard line. Now, here's the controversy. Here's the debate. What would you do in this scenario? I would have kicked the field goal. I would have a different opinion if Buffalo was the team that got the ball first at the beginning of the second half, but that's not the scenario. The worst possible thing that could have happened in that scenario was the Chiefs not leave with points. You had to score in this scenario. You had to get something out of this drive. Buffalo did a really good job. Sometimes you just got to tip your cap to the other team. Maybe you don't want to. That's perfectly fine. I think Buffalo made better defensive plays there at the goal line, and I think that Andy Reid and Matt Nagy, I think they did the best possible thing, and you had to take points, and you had to take a profit. We'll never know the other side. Maybe the Chiefs roll the dice, they go for it, they get it, and maybe the Chiefs win the game. Maybe the Chiefs go for it, don't get it. It's now 21-10. Buffalo's defense has all the momentum in the world. Their fans have all the momentum in the world. We'll never know all the different permutations of what happened. But while it was happening in real time, I didn't have any problem with the Chiefs then at that point taking points, knowing that you get the ball back first with an opportunity to potentially tie the game at the 11-minute mark in the third quarter. I don't have a problem with how they handled the end of the first half.
I would have absolutely 100% gone for it. Now, I will say this. I was here last week. We were doing the show. It was either Monday or Tuesday, and we were applauding Andy Reid. I must have been Tuesday because they played on Monday. We were applauding Andy Reid for being more aggressive. And I remember saying on the show, I worry about the methodology. And you're like, I don't care about the method. The result is he's more aggressive. Well, he got an opportunity to be aggressive on Sunday. He got an opportunity to flex that, hey, we have the best offense in the NFL energy. I'm going to be aggressive. And lo and behold, he decided to take the conservative route. He decided to take the safe way out. Fourth and one from the goal line with how everything had gone down. You go for it there. Now, I agree with the text line. Play calling is notable. I would run under center on first down. Whatever the stupid name they gave the handoff to Kareem Hunt is, I would have done that, but not from shotgun. But whatever, they did it differently. It is fourth and goal. You are telling me you don't have a go-to play on the goal line? You don't have a 1 yard, we know we're going to get it play? Because I think playing the momentum.
They ran it, though. But that's why I disagree. They ran your 1 yard, we think we got it. That's the carry to Kareem Hunt.
See, I don't.
That has been
play,
the most
though.
Automatic play outside of the tush push in the National Football League. They ran that play. Buffalo stopped it.
They ran that play to shotgun, though. That's not their undefeated play. That's not their you can't stop this play. They ran that play in the, I may have been the end of the third quarter, sorry, the fourth quarter, when they handed off to Hunt to score the touchdown. But they did it from the shotgun. They neutered themselves. You're not going to run the best play you have? And by the way, that should have been the first down play.
I guess
second and third and fourth down, get Patrick Mahomes moving, get creative. I hear about Andy and Nagy and how creative they are. It was bland vanilla field goal.
Yeah, and I guess what I would argue, though, when we say the creativity, I would say on the 1 yard line, if you got your offensive line and you got your first down. Hold on, wait, we'll call Sal Capaccio. Let's argue this. This is perfectly fine. This is where I don't think we can do both. I've seen the Chiefs be super aggressive at the end of the first half, and it ended up backfiring. This was the same situation they had in the AFC Championship game against Cincinnati. They did what everybody wanted them to do. They ran a play. It got stopped. And, okay, that's fine. So what I'm saying is we at least have to acknowledge there is a chance that they didn't get it. I feel like everybody is now just taking the stance of if they had gone for it, they would have scored a touchdown. I've seen them go for it on fourth down, and they didn't score a touchdown. So I don't know what would have happened either way or another. But you can't tell me, no one can tell me, that in that situation when you were down 11 with 30 minutes left in the game and you get the ball first, that taking a profit is the worst possible thing you can do. Again, I would have a different stance if Buffalo got the ball first. If Buffalo gets the ball first, then I'm with you. Kicking a field goal in that scenario doesn't really help you. But you get another possession at the end of it instantly. You get another possession.
Here's the thing, though.
Now, really quick, though. The problem is, after the field goal, they went three and out.
Yeah, that's so, part of the problem.
But I'm saying that has to factor into that, too. The Chiefs had all halftime to talk about it and discuss it and draw it up. They get the ball back. All right, capitalize. You kick the field goal. You get an opportunity. They ran three plays and got 3 yards and gave the ball back to Buffalo in 90 seconds. They just got beat. They got beat at the end of the first half. They got beat at the beginning of the second half.
Now, I agree with you on the beat part. I don't think that, hey, if they go for it, they score and they're guaranteed to win. I don't think any of that. But I do think methodology matters. I was pro going for it in the NFC title game against the Bengals. That's the right call. It just didn't work. I also think...
But to be fair, though, Now, we could play the hindsight 2020 game. The Chiefs probably win that game if they just take the points.
That's the same we don't know that you're just saying. It's the same we don't know.
I agree with you. But we saw the result them going for it and the momentum, and the Chiefs broke down after that decision.
That's fair.
We saw it. They broke down so much where we could play the audio. People thought that Mahomes was in it with the cartel afterwards after that game. So them going for it and not getting it was a drastic momentum shift in the game.
I'll also say this. I know we got to call Sal Capaccio. I think
maybe
you go for
we don't got to.
I think you go for it because even if you don't get it in this nightmare scenario where you don't get the touchdown or you don't get any points, there are still enough possessions in the game where 21-10 is not a death sentence. 21-10 with the ball first is not like a oh man, how are we going to overcome this 11-point deficit? There's ample time. I would have gone for it on fourth down. I just didn't like that they didn't. And you're right. It might be a little bit of me playing the result and the fact that it came out of halftime and immediately stunk.
Immediately. Now, this is a fair point. I will say that. This is a fair point.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
CDOT, better explain to me why you would go for it on 4th and 17 with 12 minutes left in the game, but you won't go at 4th and 1 before halftime. That is a very fair point. I would have gone for it at the 4th and 17. I didn't trust our defense to get a stop anymore. I was actually on the side of them going for it at this point you're talking about. I just didn't trust their defense. I didn't really have any interest in giving the ball back to Josh Allen at that standpoint. I thought it was in their best interest to try to be aggressive and try to go for it. I also think just time and situation has to matter. When the Chiefs make the decision to go for it on that 4th and 17, there's 12 minutes left. When the Chiefs decide to kick the field goal, there's 30 minutes left in the game. You don't have too many more possessions left if you punt the ball back in that scenario. You got four more possessions left after the field goal. So I don't think that's a bad question. I think that's a very fair question. And how can you be hyper-aggressive in one situation and not the hyper-aggressive in the other?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.